B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Trisha, how can we help you?
Okay, so I've been talking to this guy, Frankie, online for like a hot minute, and we've been having like the best conversation, you know, like everything's been super natural, go with the flow, it's been so fun. So we finally like went on a date, and I thought the date went amazing. And I mean, I'm not sure what happened because like he's not really getting back to me. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I could like think of is like I was sick. But, like, I told him I wasn't, like, still on 100. I think I had, like, the flu or something. But I obviously really wanted to go on the date because it's been so hard for us to, like,
meet
up.
You probably gave him the flu and now he's, like, mad at you or something.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I got him sick or something. But, I mean, like, otherwise I thought the date went amazing. So, I hope I didn't get him sick. But I don't really know what happened.
Yeah, I can tell you what happened. Right now, he's at home with a massive case of diarrhea. But, I mean, you know, here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. I got an idea. We'll call him up, and if that's what it is, we'll just apologize.
Okay.
And then we'll give you guys another date, and you'll live happily ever after. Okay, hang on. Second date update on the 10s.
Now, back to the second date update on the 10s.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, I think I got this one figured out. We just spoke to Trisha. She said she went on a date with Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was good. She said now the one thing is that she kind of had the flu. My speculation is that she got him sick, and now he's, you know. I mean, Pebs, you were out for 2 days. You know what it's like when you have a bad flu.
Yep, not fun.
Pooping yourself and all that stuff.
Some people's flus last like 2 weeks.
Yeah, so that's probably what's happening right now with Frankie. But we'll call him up or apologize for Trisha. It'll be all good, trust me. Hang on the phone, Trisha. Hi, is this Frankie?
Yeah.
Hey, Frankie. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station in Boston. My name's Romero. We have Pebbles here and Melissa. And if you would please give us 2 minutes, I can explain why we're calling. It's all good. It's going to end up in a really good thing for you. Let me explain.
I'll be on the radio?
Well, just let me explain. Are you single right now, first of all?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not seeing anybody. So what would you say if I told you that we have an opportunity for you to go on an amazing all-expenses-paid date with a beautiful woman who wants to impress you? Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Sounds far-fetched, but it's not.
Why not?
This is easy.
What?
Yeah.
This doesn't happen.
Do you want to know?
He probably doesn't get out much.
Yeah. Do you want to? Well, let me ask you a question. Have you recently been at home sick?
I haven't been sick, man. No.
Okay. Just the reason I asked is because the girl, her name is Trisha. And you already went out with her before, and she said she wanted to apologize if she got you sick.
Yeah, I'm good there, man. I think I might. Sorry, man. I might skip out on the offer.
You don't. Wait, now you don't want to do it? It's a Trisha you went on a date with. She said you guys had a great time.
I'm not going out with her again. I mean, she mentioned me being sick, and yeah, now you know I am kind of surprised I'm not sick. But she should not have gone out with me that night. She was disgusting. There's no way I'm doing a repeat of that, or even taking a risk of a repeat of that, buddy.
That being, what happened?
Sorry, if you follow me along, she was going downtown, right?
Uh huh.
And she sneezed, and I'm not talking about some little like sniffle sneeze, like an all out, like all of her whatever ailment she had, the flu or whatever, it all ended out on my man, like
what?
A full blown like
what?
Yeah, like a half a pound of snot out of my stuff, man. And I'm like,
wait,
I don't know. I'm like, I'm the one that's supposed to be making a mess down there, not her, you know.
Oh,
okay, well,
this is
Frankie.
So nasty.
I just want to inform you that Trisha is on the phone and she heard that. And that is one of the most disgusting things I ever heard.
Okay.
Oh, first God. Of all, now I probably owe her an apology, right? She called to say sorry.
Hold on. Trisha, is that true?
Okay. Yes, technically I did sneeze, but half a pound I think is being a little over-exaggerating. Also, like, that's really petty because, first of all, I went on you on the first date, okay? Like, be thankful.
She could have taken, like, a minute and sneezed somewhere else. She sneezed, like, she almost bit the thing off, man. Like, oh, you Jesus. Don't, like, remove so yourself. Stupid. And then, dude, the snot dried. I've been chipping that stuff out, like, for the last week.
I mean, I didn't think it was the end of the world, but okay.
Whoa. What the hell?
She's sneezing while she's giving someone else.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like the emergency alert system. All right, so she either just hung up or ran out of freaking minutes. Okay, would you go on another date with her?
I mean, there's no way. Like, what if it actually, like, worked out and, like, we got married and had kids? I would always just be, like, thinking about that. And then what do you say about, like, mommy and daddy's first date, you know?
Wow. I got you. All right, well, I'm not even going to call her back then.
Yeah, I'm just happy can't get cold, you know, or the flu.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Yes, people are still dating in this age of social distancing and isolation and quarantine and all that stuff. I mean, by dating, I mean, people are still hanging out with each other and having sex and things like that. But luckily, you guys still suck at it. So we have a brand new Second Date Update on the 10s for you tomorrow morning. Check it out, 8:10 right here. Get up, crew, hot, nice.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.